Could someone please help me? What was yesterday? Text 10, I believe, right? Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Today is. No, I think it's 10 today. Aneka mantra nada manjunu purana vaskalat samaja raja hansa vansa nikvanati gaurave vilolae mavalare vidam vicharu chankrame kada kadesya siyamam kripa kataksha bhajanam kada kadesya siyamam kripa kataksha bhajanam. You're captivating golden anchor bells sweetly resound with a host of Vedic mantras, resembling the warbling of a flock of royal swans. And as you walk along, the beauty of your limbs mocks the grace of undulating golden creepers. O Shrimati Radhika, when will you bestow upon me your merciful sidelong glance? O Shrimati Radhika, when, oh when, will you bestow upon me your merciful sidelong glance? The picture which we are presented here is that Shrimati Radharani has golden anchor bells who have two types of sounds. One is when she walks, it sounds as if a lot of Vedic mantras are chanted. This is coming from the anchor bells. And also, it sounds as if royal swans make their warbling. It's a warbling sound which they make when they're very satisfied. So when Radharani walks like this, you can hear her anchor bells making these sounds, and you can also see that her limbs move like golden creepers or moving by the power of the wind. Often we find in Vedic descriptions that the movements of great personalities create mantras. For instance, when Garuda flaps his mighty wings, then that sound of his flying is very much like the Vedic mantras. It's like this. Yeah. Wonderful. So now we will hear a little bit about Shrimati Radharani. Here's a description about Radharani's and Krishna's meeting. At the age of 25, Krishna left Mathura and went to Dwaraka. Thus he was separated from Radharani for 100 years by the curse of Sridham. From time to time, they would meet at Kurukshetra or in Vrindavan. One time they met at a place called Siddhashram. We must know that these descriptions refer to particular aspects of Srimati Radharani. We know that the Radha and Krishna whom we worship never leave Vrindavan. But it's nice to hear also about these other descriptions as described in authorized Vedic scripture. Siddhashram was famous for its worship of Ganesh. Many yogis and munis, including Sanat Kumar, received siddhi by performing tapasya there. Thus, it was known as Siddhashrama. Lord Ganesh always resides at Siddhashram, and thus all the demigods would come on the Purnima day in the month of Vaishakha to worship him. At that time, kings from different parts of India also came to Siddhashram. Lord Krishna arrived with all the Dwarakavasis. Nanda Maharaj came with all Gokulavasis, and Srimati Radharani came with her millions of Sakis and Gopis. Now you must remember, Radharani and Krishna had been separated for 100 years. Arriving in Siddhashrama, Radharani took her bath and dressed in new clothes. Described that the Yadus from Dwaraka also came at the same time and wanted to take their bath. However, all around the lake there were beautiful gopis who held a cloth so that no one would be able to see or disturb the bathing of Srimati Radharani. It was something like we do sometimes when the Matajis require their space, then we might put a separating cloth around them so that they can freely dress and do everything. So they had in this way protected the whole huge lake of Siddhashram to take their so that Radharani could take her bath. It was a huge arrangement. So the Yadus came, there were a few million Yadus, which were all the expansions of Krishna. You can imagine Krishna had with each one of his 16,108 queens 10 children, and they had married, you know, and there was a huge clan, you know, it was a. So they came, they saw the lake was off limits. The gopis told them, you can't take your bath. We are the Yadus. We belong to Krishna's family. No, you can't take your bath. My God, there's one of you is taking the bath there. Yes, a very special one. But she can just take her bath in one small corner. 2 meters is more than sufficient to take a bath. No, you cannot come. Let us see if we can come. And they wanted to take the curtain away, but they could not even come close to the curtain, what to speak of touching the curtain. Hare Krishna. So just previously to this, Rukmini had informed Krishna that we see there is a huge caravan of the most beautiful women approaching Dwaraka. Oh, said Krishna, who watched the arrangement, that they are very effulgent and they carry one pelican. Oh, said Krishna, ask them from where they come. So the news came back, they come from Vrindavan. Krishna, and who is in that palanquin? Messenger said, her name is Radha. Oh, said Krishna, described in the Agni Purana or Adi Purana. So Rukmini noticed how moved Krishna was just on hearing the name of Radha. Who's Radha? Oh, who's Radha? Said Krishna. There's something of me which you don't know. So when the husband would tell the wife, there's something of me which you don't know, the wife, what is that? Her ears will become like a telescope. I will not give examples here. Her ear would become like a telescope. She would find it most interesting to find that out. There's something of me which you don't know. Did he do black magic, or was he driving with a mountain bike and falling from the mountain bike every 10 meters? What was he doing? Rukmini said, where are you together with this woman? Krishna said, if I was together with this woman, I'm never separated from her. But who is she? Said Rukmini. Well, you will find out who she is when you go to her and greet her and bring a glass of hot milk. And you just say it's from Krishna. He remembers Vrindavan and the cows of Vrindavan. So Rukmini personally went into the kitchen. She cooked a glass of hot milk. It made it boiling hot like lava. Then she brought the glass of milk to Radha. And Radha, who was there with her millions of sakis, heard that the queen from Dwaraka had come. She received her and said, Rukmini said, I'm only here as a messenger. I brought a glass of milk from Krishna. He says he always remembers Vrindavan and the cows of Vrindavan. Rani took that milk, and although it was hot like lava, she poured it down. Rani noticed it because no one can drink such hot milk. Then she came back in the evening to massage Krishna's lotus feet. She wanted to ask, who is this woman? She reacted so absolutely enthusiastic when she heard you sent milk. But first she wanted to do her service and massage Krishna's lotus feet. But when she took Krishna's lotus feet in her lap in order to start massaging them, she could see that she could not. His lotus feet were covered with blisters. You know what is a blister? You know, Madhva? They were covered with blisters. Rukmini said, you have burned your feet? No, said Krishna, you have burned my feet. What? Krishna said, my feet are always in the heart of Radharani. She always meditates about them. And because you were so envious on Radharani due to your womanly pride, therefore you have cooked this boiling hot milk, which was much too hot to be served. But Radharani did not consider if it was too hot. She just immediately drank it. That's how much she loves me. And because my feet are in her heart, when she drank the milk, her feet burned. Isn't it sometimes when we drink something which is too hot, we feel a pain in the heart? Have you felt? It comes in the heart, the pain. So these are some Rukmini understood from that moment. So Radharani and Krishna had been separated for 100 years, my dear devotees. Arriving in Siddhashram, Radharani took first her bath and then dressed in new cloth. She worshipped Ganesh and offered many gifts to him, asking his blessings to remove all obstacles so that she would be able to meet Krishna and serve him and please him. The peaceful Ganesh told Radharani, O Jagat Mata, you are Brahma Swarupa. This puja you are doing to me is only to teach people in general. You are the shelter of everyone. You are Adi Prakriti. Whatever gifts you have brought for me, please distribute them amongst the Brahmana. This way I and all the demigods will receive your gifts. At this time Parvati Devi arrived. Radharani welcomed Parvati and offered her respects accordingly, and then they embraced. Affectionately holding Radharani to her chest with a very sweet voice, Parvati said, O Radhe, you are the abode of all auspiciousness. How can I ask about your welfare? Now you have been freed from the curse of Sridham and thus saved from the suffering of separation from Krishna. My mind and heart are always with you. There is no difference between you and Madhava. Now by my blessing you will meet Krishna. Then all the Sakis took Radharani and set her on a very beautiful jeweled asa. After Radharani had taken her seat, all the Sakis decorated her very nicely. The demigods and sages present saw the land and water of Siddhashrama had turned a brilliant golden color, land and water. Surprised by this, they sought out Krishna and asked him what was the cause of this. Krishna explained, this place has become so bright due to the presence of Srimati Radharani. Her bodily effulgence is like the glow of millions of moons and is very pleasing. So remember, Radha and Krishna have not yet met, but already the stage is set. Everything is golden from the effulgence of Srimati Radharani when she walks through the forest of Vrindavan. Also the forest turns golden. All the demigods and great sages then went to Radharani and offered their humble obeisances. Brahma came, Shiva came, Ananta came, all the devatas came, and they all offered prayers to Srimati Radharani. And at the end they said, all glories to Srimati Radharani.
All glories to Srimati Radharani.
Seeing the beauty and opulence of Radharani, all the queens which had come from Dwaraka, including Rukmini Devi, hid their faces in shame. Vasudev and Devaki were also present there. By the instruction of Mahadev, Vasudev arranged for a great yagya, then distributed gifts to the Brahmanas. Then all the Yadavas went back to Dwaraka. You know, they all had come to do the Ganesh Puja. I don't know if they ever took their bath. Maybe not. I mean, in that lake. Krishna, after finishing his Ganesh Puja, went back to Dwaraka in his Narayan Porsche. Wow, now it gets interesting. This seems to become a Radha Krishna Leela of Vrindavan Krishna. Svayam Krishna, the original Krishna, stayed in Siddhashram. Then Krishna met with all the gopas and gopis and Mother Yashoda. After some time, Krishna said to Nanda Maharaj, O my dear father, please return with my mother and all the other Brajavasis to Vrindavan. Then, when the Brajavasis were somewhere else, Krishna went to meet with Srimati Radharani. Krishna saw Radharani in her most beautiful Kishori form. She was seated on the jeweled asan, surrounded by millions of gopis. As soon as Radharani saw Krishna, she rose from the ashram and, along with all the gopis, offered obeisances and prayers to Krishna. Krishna was looking very beautiful in his own Kishora form. He was dressed very attractively, smiling sweetly, wearing yellow cloth. His whole body was smeared with sandalwood pulp. His body was decorated with all kinds of precious jewels, and he wore a peacock feather on his head. He wore a delicately scented malati garland, and he held his flute on his hand. He looked extremely beautiful. Radharani said, O my dear Lord, now again I see your moon-like face. Now I see your most attractive eyes. Now I see your blissful smile. Today my life has become perfect and successful. I was burning in the fire of separation from you and drowning in the ocean of lamentation. Then she offered puja at the lotus feet of Krishna and made him sit on the singhasan with her. Seven gopis fanned them as they sat together. Then Radha began asking Krishna questions. Why did you kill your uncle Kamsa? You left Vrindavan giving us your word that you would come back very soon. Why did you not come back? She started to cry and became senseless and stopped breathing. The gopis picked her up, placed her in their laps and requested Krishna to bring Radha back to life. Krishna was in a difficult situation. Radha had asked him a question. You said you would come back. Why did you not return? Krishna somehow managed to pacify the gopis, and then he looked with his nectarian eyes upon Radharani, and this alone, the Krishna Kripa Kataksha, revived Radharani. Then Krishna explained to Radharani that his and her swarup, how he is everywhere and how wherever he is, then Radharani is there in her expansion. I was never separated from you. Where you were, there I was, and where I was, there you were. After hearing these explanations from Krishna, Radha and the gopis were satisfied and offered their humble obeisances to the Lord. All the gopis left for their own houses, and Radharani served Krishna along with a content heart. Radharani requested Krishna, please let us go back to Vrindavan. There we will have our sweet pastimes, both on the land of Vrindavan and in the waters of Jamuna. And so the next day, Krishna, Radha and their sakis returned to Vrindavan on a huge chariot. It was one yojana in size and had millions of rooms. As soon as the Brajavasis heard Krishna had returned, everyone followed Nanda and Yashoda out to greet him with tears and happiness in their eyes. Krishna appeared to them as the young 11-year-old boy that he was when he left Vrindavan. He went to the lap of Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, and Yashoda covered his face with kisses. Then Yashoda took Krishna inside the house along with Radharani. Everyone saw the beautiful forms of Radha and Madhava. Nanda distributed sweets to all the residents of Braj and fed the demigods. Afterwards, Krishna called all his gopa friends and went to Bandiravan, it's called, where he sat down at the place where previously the brahmanas had offered Krishna rice. On his left sat Radharani, and to her left sat Brishabhanu and Kirtida. On Krishna's right sat Nanda and Yashoda. Then all the gopas and gopis took their respective places. Krishna told them, you know this material world is temporary. It is filled with birth and death, old age and disease. My dear father, you should immediately return to Goloka Vrindavan. Very soon Kali will come and manifest on this earth and spread his influence. Then the Lord explained all the symptoms of Kali Yuga. When Krishna was thus explaining about Kali Yuga, suddenly this beautiful chariot came. But this was a chariot which extended up to 4 yojanas. What was a yojana again? I think it was 8 miles. And 8 miles 1 mile is 1.6 kilometers. So 4 yojana. Who is a good mathematician? Madhava Muni. Calculator. Not this, we should be here. 4 yojanas. 1 yojana is 50. How much?
50
kilometers.
4 times 8 times 1.6.
About 50 kilometers. 50 or 40? 50. Good. Kishori is wonderful. Kishori is the most intelligent in mathematics amongst us. So, suddenly, this, imagine this 50 kilometer big chariot came. The chariot was decorated with Kostuba Mani and Parijata flowers. There were millions of temples inside, and the chariot was covered by a very thin cloth. Thousands of gopis rode this chariot, which had come from Goloka. Then, by the order of Krishna, the most blessed Srimati Radhika, along with her mother Kirtida and all her gopis, mounted the chariot and returned to Goloka Dham without changing their bodies. Other gopis returned with them, leaving their material bodies and accepting spiritual bodies. Just before entering Goloka, they saw the beautiful Viraja River, whose bank was decorated with so many precious stones and jewels. After crossing Viraja River, Radharani went to Satashringa Mountain. From there she went to the most beautiful Ras Mandala in Vrindavan. And there she saw a very big banyan tree that extended up to 100 yojanas and had millions of branches. This tree, known as Akshaya Bhata, had large red fruits. The most beautiful Vinda Devi, along with millions of gopis, welcomed Srimati Radharani to Goloka Vrindavan. Welcome, welcome. Oh, Radhe, you are back. Vrinda Devi approached the chariot and helped Radharani descend. She then offered her obeisances to Radharani and all the gopis. Then Radharani entered her own residence, the forest of eternal Vrindavan. Vrinda set Radharani down on a Ratna Singhasan and washed her lotus feet. Other sakis fanned her with white chamaras. Then all the gopis of Goloka came to take darshan of Srimati Radharani. Afterwards, they all welcomed Nanda and Yashoda and all the other Brajavasis who had come with her from Bhuloka Vrindavan. All of them stayed happily in Goloka Dham. Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Now we will hear song 2, because it's just on the subject of the Radhika Ashtaka, Radha Ashtaka. Beyond the Viraja River, we have heard about this river, lies the pure spiritual sky, and above that Vaikuntha realm lies the divine abode known as Sri Goloka Vrindavan. The land of Vrindavan is made of spiritual gems and therefore likened to a mine of fully cognizant and blissful jewels. This transcendentally conscious realm is certainly a wonderful and extraordinary sight. Within that abode is the most astonishing presence of Lord Krishna, who is compared to a tamal tree, the king of trees, possessing the hue of a dark sapphire. Wonderful. The rest of this we will hear tomorrow, but it's a great description. Viraja River separates material and spiritual world, then Vaikuntha, then Goloka Vrindavan, and there is in Goloka Vrindavan is this beautiful land with an extraordinary sight, where Lord Krishna, who is compared to a tamal tree because of his darkish complexion, is residing. Hare Krishna. We will end here, and Radharani willing, we will continue tomorrow. Krishna. Dab dab ki jai. Gaurang, please close your machine. There's so much nectar.